Good morning, welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。Today is Sunday, July 31st. Hope you're enjoying the weekend. In this episode, let's review last week's earning reports from Big Tech. Many of you have already known that the US stock market has been coming down quite substantially. The market is facing multiple challenges, as inflation is sky high.And the Fed is raising the rate with the fastest pace in four decades. So, how did these big name tech companies did in the second quarter? Let's take a look at the earning reports from Microsoft, Google, Facebook, and Apple. As usual, before we begin the program, let's kick off with today's trivia question. You may think that most Americans are speaking with the same tone, or so-called American English.But do you know how many different dialects or accents within the US? The answer will be revealed in the end of the program. So, let's begin our first piece. Microsoft reports earnings that fall short of already reduced expectation. It's from New York Times. The uncertainty and challenges in the global economy have hit Microsoft, which on Tuesday,reported quarterly earnings that fell short of Wall Street's and its own expectations. The tech giant said it had $51.9 billion in sales in a quarter ended June 30th, up 12% from a year earlier. Profits rose 2% to $16.7 billion. The results missed even Microsoft's own reduced expectations. In early June, the company lowered its guidance for the quarter.To account for the increasingly strong US dollar. 第一则新闻呢是有关于微软的。微软在上周二呢公布了它第二季度的财务报告。营收呢是达到了519亿美元比上一个年度呢上涨了 12%。净利润呢达到了167亿美元上涨了 2%。但呢这比原先公司的预估呢已经是下降了。由于经济不景气呢其实微软在前一段时间已经调低了自己的预估但是它仍然没有达到自己的预估数。看来经济的变化对微软的 business 还是有很大影响的。The second piece is about Google. Google's stock had its best day over the year. After earnings weren't as bad as feared, it's from CNBC. Shares of Alphabet closed up more than 7% Wednesday, a day after Google parent company reported earnings for the second quarter that weren't as bad as feared. The company posted earnings of $1.21 per share,on $69.6 billion of revenue, both slightly below consensus estimates. As growth slowed dramatically from last year, revenue growth dipped to 13% from 62% a year earlier, and advertising revenue only increased 12%. YouTube advertising revenue rose only 5% after soaring 84% during the year earlier period.第二则新闻呢是有关于谷歌的第二季度的财务报告，它来自于 CNBC。谷歌的母公司 Alphabet 呢在周三股价上涨了 7%， 这是近一年来最好的表现。虽然谷歌在收入和盈利方面呢仍是实现了增长，但这比原先的预期呢还是低了一点。同时呢，它的增长率比去一年呢出现了大幅度的下降。The third piece is about Facebook. Facebook reports drop in revenue for the first time. It's from The Verge.Facebook's decade-long streak of non-stop revenue growth has come to end. The social network reported its first-ever yearly decline in revenue for the second quarter, announcing a 1% drop to $28.8 billion, and predicted that growth in the third quarter could fall even more. The overall profit for its parent company, Meta, fell 36% to $6.7 billion.The Reality Labs division, responsible for building Mark Zuckerberg's metaverse dreams, lost $2.8 billion in the quarter. 第三则新闻呢是有关于 Facebook， 它来自 Verge。看来 Facebook 比其他科技公司呢处境更加艰难。这是第一次 Facebook 的 sales 呢下降了。此外呢，这个季度的利润更是下降了36%，只有67亿美元。公司创始人 Mark Zuckerberg 主导的 Reality Division 也是损失了28亿美元。公司的前景呢并不乐观。The last story is about Apple. Apple profits declined nearly 11%. It's from CNN. Even the world's most valuable tech company isn't immune to the more challenging global economic climate. Apple on Thursday reported its profit declined by nearly 11% in 3 months ending in June, from the same period a year ago, as the company worked through an economic downturn and the supply chain disruptions in China due to the country's zero COVID policy. The iPhone giant reported revenue of $83 billion, up 2% from the same period in the prior year, although it was the highest revenue figure the company has posted during its fiscal third quarter. It marked a significant slowdown in growth from its 36% year-over-year revenue increase in the year prior. 最后一则新闻呢，是有关于 Apple Computer 的。即使是世界上最大的科技公司呢， Apple Computer 也不能幸免于全球经济的 slowdown。公司的利润呢下降了 11%， 公司的季度营收呢也只是增长了 2%， 到达了830亿美元。相比去年呢，公司的销售增幅呢是大幅度下降的。在去年呢，公司季度销售呢曾经增长了 36%， 而今年只有 2%。 So overall, we know the market is not great. Even these big name tech companies are suffering. Let's wait and to see what they are going to do in the third quarter. Alright, that's all for today's news story. 你可以在今天的 show notes 里呢找到这些新闻的摘要，也可以参考同名公众号里的完整版。在节目的最后呢，我来揭晓今天 trivia question 的答案。根据华盛顿邮报的一篇文章呢，美国有24种 accent 或者说是 dialect， 其中呢可能大家比较熟悉的就是波士顿的口音或者是纽约的口音，还有呢就是在南方的口音。其实在这张图里你可以看到呢，南方的口音也细分为好多种，比如说德州的口音和佐治亚的口音就会有不同。从我个人所遇到的体验来说呢，我觉得中西部的人是口音最轻的，南方的人特别是 Deep South， 他们的口音可能会稍重一点，对英语可能是非母语的听众呢可能是一种挑战。你可以通过公众号里提供的这张示意图呢来知道这些不同的口音和他们被叫做的名字以及他们适用的地区。 Alright, that's all for today's program. Thank you for listening and I'll see you next time. 今天节目就到这里了，非常感谢你的收听，我们下期再见。